Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 15 of John chapter 14. Jesus is speaking. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, so that he may be with you forever. The helper is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. After a little while, the world no longer is going to see me, but you are going to see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will follow my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. The one who does not love me does not follow my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
It's easy for those of us who are believers to say we love God, but are we showing by our deeds that we love him? The old adage is true, actions speak louder than words. The measure of our love is obedience to God's commands and principles. In fact, Jesus stressed that very point three times in today's Bible passage. This wasn't a new concept for the disciples either. They would have been familiar with the scriptural connection between love and obedience, as we see in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5, and Daniel 9, verse 4. In fact, God has always emphasized that the way to show our devotion is by doing what he says. Take a look at Deuteronomy chapters 8, 10, and 13. Half-hearted commitment can look pretty good to others, but God knows the difference. A preacher could preach 1,000 sermons without loving God, and we may lift our hands in worship, support missions, and say the right words, but unless we're following the commands from God's word, the most we're showing him is lukewarm affection. Works alone prove nothing. Loving the Lord means obeying him. We are wise, therefore, to follow the Lord's instructions to Joshua, that is, to meditate on Scripture day and night. Reading from the Bible daily helps us know how to obey, which is the only way to stay faithful and show the Heavenly Father our love.